Good day, everyone, and welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange conference call. Today's call is being recorded. And now for opening remarks and introductions, I'd like to turn the call over to Ms. Chrissy Snyder. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Stacy, and welcome everyone to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is using the CPSM WUI for problem determination in a KIXPLEX. During the presentation, all lines will be muted. At the end of today's session, the lines will open for a question and answer period. Today's presenter is Brad Dixon. Brad joined IBM in May of 1977. He worked in the manufacturing area at Research Triangle Park until 1985, when he took on the challenge of debugging CICS. Brad has worked at CICS, taking on various assignments, and in 1996 became a Level 2 rep for KIXPLEX. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Brad. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good afternoon or good morning or wherever you are. Welcome to our presentation. Could I have slide 2, please? I'm going to go over this and to talk about this scenario. This scenario was designed to provide a situation that would allow us to demonstrate how the KIXPLEX WUI can be used as a debug and repair tool. One of the main advantages of this is using CPSM single system image. And that's the key to monitoring KIX resources across a multiple LPAR environment. Slide 3, please. The CPSM WUI is an alternative to the MBS-TSO EUI interface. IBM has announced that the WUI is the CPSM interface to use and that the EUI will be removed in future releases. Unlike the EUI, the views used by the WUI are customizable, and they can be set for particular users in their particular environment. This is especially helpful when dealing with different groups, such as operators or application programmers, where people need different looks and access to different resources. In this presentation, we're going to use real-time analysis, too. The RTA is used to verify the state of CICS regions. Slide 4, please. Thank you. Real-time analysis. In the example we're showing today, the only thing we're really using is system availability monitoring. And that's turned on in all of the CICS regions. MAS resource monitoring is not used in this, although it can be used to enhance all of your debugging. But that's for a different pitch. Slide 5. So we're going to talk about system availability monitoring itself. Some of the advantages of SAM and using CPSM is you can be notified if CICS systems are not active when they're supposed to be, when you're expecting to be on and up and running. You can also be notified if any of the following conditions should occur or should start or stop, because what happens is that you're notified when the condition exists and then you're notified when it is no longer true. Of course, one of the ones we're going to be interested in today is short on storage. And then another problem that occurs in KIX regions is when system dumps are being taken. That seems to take a pretty good while. So we need to know when that happens. Could I have slide 6, please? Transaction dumps are not quite as severe as system dumps, but they are worth noting as far as system availability is concerned. The CICS system has reached max status. That's a major showstopper. And then one of the other ones is when a stall condition occurs. And there are a number of different stall conditions that are monitored, and you can set up thresholds for these stall conditions in the EUI palms, EYU palms during startup. Slide 7, please. So we're going to talk about the problem, the perceived problem. Operations line is ringing off. The end users are complaining about slow response time for their transactions, and their terminals are hanging. Typical stuff. You know that a new application has been added to the Plex, but operations, as in so many cases, was not informed of the added storage requirements. So now you need to verify, the phone's ringing, but you need to verify if this is really a problem. So the WUI, if you go to slide 8, please. On the main navigation panel on the top left-hand side, now this is the default panel. You'll have the alerts twisty. So by clicking the alerts panel, the alerts link, we have slide 9, please. By clicking the alerts link, you're shown the outstanding events. And in this one, you can see that SCSC PAA1 has gone short on storage. Now, you might want to stay on this if you have it printed off, or you can turn the page. But let's look at this page. Why don't you stay on this page, please? The events are ranked. First of all, you want to note that the events are ranked in priority order. And you see the event priority column. The event name is a brief description of the problem. That's on the far left-hand side, and there you see the exclamation point, SAM, SOS. The event target is the Kix region where the problem is occurring. The associated view provides a starting point for the operator. So this is a hyperlinked view where you can click on it, and it will take you directly to that CICS DSA view. Note that soon after the short on storage condition was raised in this situation, if you look on the right-hand side, you'll see that you're getting IR link failures for a couple of TORs. Okay? So you can go to the next slide, please. Slide 10. That's just basically what I was talking about, the ranking of the events and the IR link. You can see that by time-wise that the short on storage occurred before the IR link failure started to occur. So you know that it wasn't the links that caused the short on storage failure. Could I have slide 11, please? So you can get more information by going to the Kix DSA view. This is something that is supplied, the default is supplied to in the default view sets. In our case, what we're going to use is a modified view that's, that we've built ourselves. This tabular view name is underscore OPS underscore CICS store and provides a summary of storage in all of your regions, and it also includes a feature in the WUI that includes warning lights. This is a good way for operators to make a quick assessment. So we could have slide 12, please. Isn't this pretty? If you look on the short on storage column, you can see that in this modified view, we have our warning light set to yellow saying that short on storage, we're short on storage above the line in PAA1. Well, there's nothing much more we can say here. There are different columns. This view was built using a resource table, but we'll talk about that a little more later. The condition in this situation, this warning light, the way that the page was built or the view set was built, the warning light was built to stay yellow until you go really short on storage above and below the line. As long as you're short on storage above the DSA line, if requests are made and you actually run out of storage up there, you'll start getting storage out of the DSA, below the line storage. And when that happens, it will turn red. So can we go to slide 13, please? So now you know you've got a bad condition. You're in a condition yellow. And you don't want your short on storage condition to go red. So now you need to go see. You know that the application has been implemented across multiple AORs. So you need to go check and see if it's gotten any worse. So you go back to the alerts view. Can I have slide 14, please? In slide 14, we see that not only just in this contrived situation, it was recreated many times, but now we see that another AOR has gone short on storage. And now your IR link stall and your allocate sessions have been added to the events. The short on storage conditions, you can go on to slide 15, please. The short on storage condition was raised in the application owning agreements at 0949 and 0952. The TORs are stalled and generating two events. The stall condition at 950, and soon after, the allocate session starts coming up. And then, of course, like I said, the AOR PJA7 also got this new application, and sure enough, he's gone short on storage, too. Now, there's advantages to using the browser in that you can open up multiple windows. So instead of having to go back and forth to all of these panels, it's just a matter of clicking on the next window. Can I have slide 16, please? So now, here we are back at the Ops CICS store view that we've created, and sure enough, we now have two above-the-line short-on-storage conditions that have come up. Could I have slide 17, please? What I wanted to do is talk a little bit. We're going to come back and look at slide 16 again, but this is just the standard dynamic storage view that's supplied with the product. And as you can see, it's kind of redundant. It has a, you can only get, it's kind of like looking at the EUI. You have the KICS, like in this one, CICS, CAAA, and then it lays out each group of, or at least lays out each section of storage, the CDSA, the ECDSA, ERDSA, and it's kind of clunky. It's hard to look at, and you don't get that quick view that the ops view provides with the warning lights. Now, looking at, I'm going to go on to slide 18. The CICS operator store view set is based on the CICS storage resource table. In creating a view set for the WUI without any modifications, what happens there is that every column is tried to, is displayed in the WUI. And so when you're looking at a resource table with lots and lots of attributes, this can fill up a screen and makes the screen practically unreadable. So these are things you need to understand about when you go to create customized views, that you need to be careful and you need to understand your audience. When creating a new view set, care must be taken to ensure that the view set is readable. That goes back to using that resource table. If it gets too cluttered or you put too many bells and whistles on it, then it becomes practically useless and nobody will use it. So keep that in mind when you go to customize your view sets and your WUI for your operators and for your application people and for your system programmers. Now, I'm going to move on to slide 19, but I'm going to ask the moderator to go back to slide 16 if they can. Here I want to talk about the different things that the underscore ops CICS store view gives you. The view set was created with system operators in mind, first of all. The CICS system name column provides a link to a detailed storage view, which we're going to get to in a couple of minutes, for each one of the KICS regions. And this detailed storage view allows you to modify things. The allocated storage column for DSA and EDSA are hyperlink fields also. The refresh rate is set to about 10 seconds. And here, this is one of the reasons for that is that every 10 seconds, we will go out, we being CPSM, will go out and get a new look at storage and see how bad is bad or how good is good. This is a this is something that can be altered for the different fields, for the different views. To summarize, the summarize button allows you to get a quick view of the entire play. So that will squash down everything into one view. It's just like the summary fields or summary views that you find in the EUI. Okay, can we go on to slide 20, please? So we took our link. We hyperlinked on the Kix region view, which took us in this modified view set to the CICS storage capacity view. And here you can see that we're set to 46 megs is the total allocated storage. But on the right-hand side, you can see that our EDSA limit is not making it. It's not adequate. So can we go to slide 21, please? So now you've taken, like I said, you've taken the system, the hyperlink on the system name, and you've got your capacity views provided. This is a more detailed storage view that allows you to modify. It allows you to modify the current DSA or the current EDSA limit. And in this situation, to get out of it, like I said, the phones are still ringing. You need to modify your storage. I have slide 22, please. This is really a pretty simple operation. It makes it quick and easy. It's just a matter of going in and modifying your EDSA limit, bumping it up to, in fact, in this situation, just to get you out of the problem is to double the storage to 60. And that will basically get you out of the problem. Could I have, at least for the time being, could I have slide 23, please? One of the things that people forget to do a lot of times is to check the little box beside the updated field. If you don't check the box, the update just doesn't occur. You click on the Update Limits button in the bottom left-hand side to actually make the change. Now you need to go back and you need to check your storage and verify that PAA1 is no longer in the bad situation that you left it in. So can we go to slide 24, please? In order to completely get out of this crisis, you're going to need to modify JA7 also, PJA7. You know that the application went in there, so that needs to be done as soon as possible. And here again, this is part of tidying up. I think you need to talk to your change control group, or maybe you need to find that memo that you that you missed. And now you want to go back and verify in RTA that you don't have any more short on storage events. So could I have slide 25, please? So here we can see that the short on storage is back to green in PAA1. This is the underscore ops now. And PA7 still has not been relieved, but I'm sure that it's on the way. And then could we go to slide 26? Okay, all of our outstanding events are now gone. There are still a couple of MRM, MAS resource monitoring events that are still out there, but they're not giving you the trouble that system availability monitoring will. In fact, you may expect to see these on occasion. I want to apologize about this slide, first of all. It's extremely fuzzy, but you can print out the foil if you really want to from the PDF that's provided. But the main point here is that the SAM events have been are cleaned up, and the crisis has been averted for the time being. So could I have slide 27, please? So the SAM stall events on the TORs have been relieved. The short on storage situation has gone away. Like I said, there's still MRM events on the screen. Okay, could I have slide 28, please? So this is the end. As I said earlier, this has been a contrived event. We did this just to take a look at how you would approach problems like this. Normally, you would continue your investigation to see why the application needed so much storage. You may need to bump up the storage for your individual AORs, or you may need to revise the application program. But that pretty much finishes this up. So slide 29, please. So this chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources where WebSphere products, for WebSphere products. DeveloperWorks offers an in-depth technical information. The events link on support pages point you to webcast and conference information. WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The ESR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the My Support link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products that interest you. So please go to slide 30, please. And at this point, I'm going to turn the meeting back over to the moderator, Christy Snyder.
Thank you, Brad, for a great presentation. At this point, Stacey would like to open the lines for questions. I will now turn the call over to Brad Dixon.
And we'll go first to David Anderson with U.S. Bank.
Morning.
Hi, David.
Brad, this is very good. We're trying to make the transition to the web here at U.S. Bank. And my question or comment is you have several modified views that you've created that you used just in this one exercise.
Right.
Are these generally available for me to cheat and grab them from your stash and possibly get a beginning of a repository of my own?
Oh, right. What we can do, I think all of these were built as part of a Red Book exercise, okay? And what I can do is if you send me an email, you see my ID on the right-hand side up there, send me an email and I'll send you a link to the Red Book. And within the Red Book, it goes through excruciating detail on how to build that very view, the _ops_CICS_store_view. The view editor in the WUI is not really great friendly, but I will see. We were talking about that as part of the Red Book, is to supply a CD with some of the views and what we had built and provide those to customers. But I'll have to look into that. Okay.
Sure. You're what? CLS?
No, I am Dixon Ray.
Oh, okay.
At us.ibm.com.
All right.
And I'll try to send me that, and I will look into getting you that starter set, okay?
Right. One thing that I had noticed is the pages that I have read about the WUI, very few of them have enough to say about the RTA usage.
Right.
Of the WUI. And I've been a great advocate here of building RTAs rather than trying to use MainView or OmegaMon or anything like that for building
warning evaluation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The thing about those is that with the WUI, there are a number of bells and whistles that come with the WUI. One of them that we just shared, I just wanted to show warning lights, changing colors and that. There are also like acceleration bars. As things are getting worse, the bars get longer and longer and change color. So they do offer, they're moving into the realm of monitoring products. But the advantage of using CPSM with that single system image, we always know what's going on all the time. We have to know that if we're going to do workload management. So we know the status of the Kix regions all the time. And we're constantly monitoring them. So although the WUI doesn't really talk about it, using real-time or resource management, I think is the name of the manual, in the CICS library.
Right.
KIX Transaction Server 3.1 is good. But I look at using resource usage, managing resource usage. Tells you how to build eval desks and that sort of thing.
Okay.
And with no further questions, I'd like to turn the conference back over to Ms. Snyder for additional or closing remarks.
Thank you, Stacy. And at this time, we will conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation as well. We hope you will join us for future presentations, which will also be announced on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. Thank you very much for joining us today, and thank you, Brad, for presenting today.
No problem. I enjoyed it.